Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump is making campaign stops today in Florida and North Carolina. NPR's Amy Helen reports he will seek to highlight his environmental record.
President Trump stops first in Jupiter, Florida, where he will remind voters about his efforts to protect the Everglades. He asked for $250 million in next year's budget for the 1.5 million acre wetlands in Florida, a key battleground state Trump narrowly won in the last election. But as rising sea waters threaten Florida and the preserve, Democratic candidate Joe Biden will attempt to use Trump's climate change record against him, including Trump's removal of the U.S. from the Paris Accord on climate change mitigation. Later, Trump heads to a campaign rally in Winston-Salem. Last week in North Carolina, Trump suggested supporters illegally vote twice to test election security. Amy Held, NPR News.
Campaigning in Wisconsin on Labor Day, the Democratic nominee for Vice President Kamala Harris visited with Jacob Blake's family. Blake is the black man who was shot 7 times in the back by a white Kenosha police officer while authorities tried to arrest him. He remains paralyzed. Harris says her visit was intended to let Blake's family know they have support.
They're an incredible family, and what they've endured, and they just do it with such dignity and grace. And, you know, they're carrying the weight of a lot of voices on their shoulders.
Vice President Pence was also in Wisconsin on Labor Day. In La Crosse, he spoke about jobs and the economy, and he said police use of excessive force would be investigated, but that there is no excuse for rioting. House Democrats appear set to investigate Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The Washington Post is quoting House Oversight Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney as saying her panel will conduct an investigation, saying DeJoy may have lied under oath. DeJoy is being accused of reimbursing former employees for campaign contributions, which would be illegal. Earlier Monday, President Trump said he would support an investigation. California firefighters battling dozens of active blazes in one of the state's worst fire seasons in years. NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports the fires have so far consumed more than 2 million acres.
Many of the fires were caused by lightning strikes, but state officials say the El Dorado fire in San Bernardino County, which began Saturday, was caused by a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used during a gender reveal party. That fire quickly consumed more than 7,000 acres. It's less than 10% contained. According to UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain, more acres have been burned in California this year than in any other year during the modern era. The fires are intensified by the brutal heat blanketing the state. This weekend, Los Angeles County hit its highest temperature ever recorded, 121 degrees. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. A Berlin hospital says Russian dissident Alexei Navalny is out of a medically induced coma and responding to speech. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
Russian opposition leader and corruption investigator Alexei Navalny has been in an intensive care unit of Berlin's Charité Hospital since August 22nd. That's the date Navalny was flown there from Siberia, where he collapsed on a plane, forcing an emergency landing. Last week, German doctors reported they found traces of the nerve agent Novichok in Navalny's system, leading them to believe Navalny had been poisoned. Russia has rejected the findings. In a press release, Berlin's Charité Hospital says Navalny has been removed from his medically induced coma and is being weaned off mechanical ventilation. He is reportedly responding to verbal stimuli, though the hospital says it is too early to gauge the potential long-term effects of his poisoning. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
This year's U.S. Open tennis tournament is being played with no fans in the stands because of the pandemic, but Serena Williams says that does not trouble her.
Obviously, I miss the crowd because usually I'm training and I'm playing for the crowd, but now we have a virtual crowd, and I know there's a lot of people that's supporting, and whether it's me or my opponent, and they're still here to watch a really good match. So, it's just I'm always going to bring that fire and that passion and that Serena to the court.
Williams is among those who have advanced. She will be making her 53rd appearance in a Grand Slam quarterfinal match. She last won a U.S. Open in 2014. The fellow American Sophia Kennan is done, having lost her fourth-round match last night. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.